Sydney. It's the greatest city in the world, except for the M4 and the M5 and the M5 East. It's a city that you can't help but love. I mean, Parramatta Road at Concord is a bit of a nightmare, and Narellan Road is always backed up. And don't get me started on Pennon Hills Road, Windsor Road, James Roos Drive, or Cleveland Street. And the less said about George Street, the better. But whether you're stuck in traffic in Bondi, Bella Vista, or Blakehurst, or simply stuck at home because you can't afford the f***ing tolls, you might as well listen to Radio Chaser on Triple M.
And you, in fact, you are doing exactly that. My name is Dom Knight, Charles Firth and Andrew Hansen in today. And coming up, the shoe department of David Jones. They reckon it's going to be a massive tourist attraction. We're a bit sceptical, but we'll have a look at that. And also, Natalie Joyce has had plenty to say about Barnaby Joyce stealing her favourite baby name for his son. It's outrageous. But first, Charles, you're pretty steamed up.
I am. It is so inconvenient. Are you inconvenienced by this ban on plastic bags?
Absolutely, I am, because we use them for rubbish bags.
Yeah.
So it's we recycle them, we tie them up, we've got a garbage chute. Now we're going to have to buy rubbish bags instead.
I went to the shops last night and bought a whole lot of stuff, got to the checkout, couldn't, you know, get a plastic bag to carry everything home. My kids are now starving. I haven't been able to feed my kids.
It's bloody infuriating. Yeah. I'm having to carry things in a woven basket on my head.
Yeah.
Like those people in National Geographic magazine. It's really annoying.
Oh, look, I mean, and Steve Price has come out. He, you know, as the sort of sensible voice of reason in all public debates, he's come out and he said that the plastic bag ban should be banned.
Well, look, how are dolphins going to carry their groceries around if they've got plastic bags in their mouths?
Yeah, how are sea otters going to cope when they're like, this affects us. Anyway, but
Charles,
point is,
you've got.
I've actually decided to start a charity to sort of raise some money to actually reverse this ridiculous decision.
Let's have a listen to Charles's ad, see if you get on board.
An important community announcement from the Chasers, Firth.
For too long, Australia's wildlife have had a free ride. National parks, marine parks, overgrown median strips, all provided free of charge. While us humans have to pay for what we eat, wildlife take what they want without paying a cent. That's right. Next time you're feeling good about that dolphin jumping around the harbour, remember, it's expecting to pay nothing for that delicious trevally it's going to eat for dinner tonight. But now, they've gone too far. Marine life are forcing our shops to stop giving us the bags we need to make it slightly more convenient to carry our food home.
Ugh.
The fish claim that just because they choke to death on plastic bags, they should be banned. Well, perhaps the fish should just quit swallowing our bags in the first place. That's why at The Chaser, we're doing something about it. For just $30 a month, I will personally go down to Bondi and throw a whole lot of plastic bags into the ocean to reverse the impact of the plastic bag ban. Send a message to dolphins, penguins and sea otters that we won't be pushed around anymore. It's our planet too. Together, we can unban the bag.
Radio Chaser, Triple M.
Radio Chaser here. Let's talk about what's making news in Sydney, shall we?
Newsy, newsy, newsy.
I'm amazed National 9 News hasn't stolen that intro off us yet. But anyway, guys, very big political news today. One Nation joined forces with the government to pass all of their $144 billion income tax cuts. If you want to know what that means for you, you're in the wrong place. Frankly, go somewhere. Go to a news website. What's great about this is that apparently late last night, Labor's called them out on this, and I've seen a lot of journos reporting on it as well. Apparently, the government late last night accidentally passed a bill that abolished all income tax for everyone from 2024.
Oh, it's fantastic.
They've undone it now. Isn't that a great moment, though? If they'd all suddenly got hit by a tsunami or something, we wouldn't have no tax.
So, and then what happened? Did somebody run in and go, hey, excuse me?
yeah, guys, you misspelled the word tax.
You listen to one, because we know that One Nation wants a flat tax. But a flat tax of zero is pretty bold.
But how do But aren't pieces of legislation pages and pages long? Like, how do you accidentally pass a law that says there's no tax from 2024?
You can't expect them to read the whole thing. Oh, what are you talking about?
It was just a knot
in the room. You flick through, Charles. Right. I mean, we're lucky that they haven't already passed a law that, you know, everybody has to be beheaded tomorrow morning or something like that. You know?
Yeah, well, they also passed a law saying that you don't have to read the full bill before you pass it. That's it. But no, I guess they were too busy working out zingers to use against electricity bill shortened. And anyway, it's back to normal now.
We have to pay tax. Ah,
nah. Sorry, guys. Yeah, I know.
So, music.
All right. The latest on the unfolding Optus debacle. They've now given all the games to SBS for the group stage. So, for the next week or so, it's all on SBS. It's all fine. But what they're saying is it's working really well now, guys. So, we're going to take it back for the finals. The games that matter most. Oh. Optus reckon they've got it. How confident do you feel? Bearing in mind that everyone stopped streaming it because it's on SBS.
So what they gave up, and then they decided, oh no, actually, no, we will do it again. I mean, come on, make up your mind.
Give us a week; it'll be fine.
This is insane. This is insane. Do you think maybe the point is that they've sent out like they've sent out an email or something like that, and it's got stuck in their own internal email systems or something like that? Like, do you think it's to do with a computer error that...
I don't know. Well, the good news is that Optus Sport is now free. Anyone who wants to sign up and try it out, it's completely free till August.
Right. Oh, well, the bad news is,
yeah, the bad news is it's still Optus Sport. Anyway, finally, guys, last little bit of news.
So, news it.
We talked yesterday about a town in Queensland that was for sale, the whole town with the houses and things. There is a complete school on the Gold Coast that's for sale with desks and books. It's the former Queensland Independent College, 3 hectares with school buildings, and it's got a full childcare centre that's still going too.
Wouldn't you like to be like a really rich but dumb student who went through that school and you always go, oh, I'm going to come back and I'm going to own you. Yeah. And
burn it down?
Yeah. And you just buy it. Like,
and buy it and burn it down.
Yeah. Or maybe you'd have a graduation ceremony for yourself every day.
I mean, well, how convenient. If you've got too many children, you know, if you're one of those people who has, say, 600 children, then you finally got a place where you could homeschool them.
Well, there's an obvious buyer in Barnaby Joyce, I think, isn't there?
So my dishwasher broke a couple of days ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You've had to wash up by hand.
I've been having to wash up by hand.
Oh, Charles.
Yeah.
It's the 90s.
It's the,
'50s. Yeah, I know, exactly. It's horrible. But I'll tell you what's even more horrible than washing up is trying to shop for a dishwasher. That is the worst experience in the world.
Yeah, appliance shopping, man. Yeah. There are too many appliances. There should only be one. There should just be one thing that's issued by the government, and that's how you get it.
So, I want to buy a dishwasher. There you go. That's the dishwasher that we have.
Mm.
And the model numbers are just inscrutable. Like, literally, it's do you want an SMB X38 or an SMB X39?
What I love about this, Charles, is you were so annoyed by the experience that you sat down and wrote a completely authentic recreation of the experience. Here it is.
Hi, I'd like to buy a dishwasher, please.
Certainly, sir. Were you after an SMU 46 GS01A, or were you more thinking of an SMU 66 MS02A, or perhaps even an SMP 66 MX01A?
Well, what's the difference?
What do you mean?
What's the difference between those dishwashers?
You're kidding, right?
No.
Well, the SMU 66 MS02A has an AquaSensor SuperSilence Eco Drive, while the SMP 66 MX01A has an AquaSilence Eco Sensor SuperDrive. It's really quite simple.
So which one's better?
Well, it depends what you're after. I mean, are you more of a AquaSilence Eco Sensor SuperDrive kind of person or an AquaSensor SuperSilence Eco Drive type person? That's personal preference.
So which one cleans better?
Well, the SMU 66 MS02A has Ion Energy Cleaning Pressurizer, while the SMP 66 MX01A uses inductive thermocleanse technology.
Yeah, but which machine results in cleaner dishes?
Depends.
On what?
On which one you're using.
Look, I'll just buy this one.
The SMU 66 MS02A? All right.
Hey, Gary, got a customer here who wants the SMU 66 MS02A.
You're kidding.
I'm serious. He's right here.
I'm sorry, is there something wrong with it?
Oh, no, not at all. No, it's fine. Yeah, that'll be $1,200, please.
Are you sure it's all right?
It's fine.
Done. Darling, did you get a dishwasher?
Yeah, I went with this one.
You bought an SMU 66M S02A? How could you?
What?
I'm sorry. I put up with it when you bought a VDE45W vented tumble dryer. And I didn't say anything when you came home with that HBG672BS1A oven, but an SMU 66M S02A. Goodbye, Charles.
But I still don't understand the difference.
You never did, Charles. You never did.
Here you go, the SMU 66M S02A.
I told him it was fine.
Triple M's Radio Chaser. Now, big Sydney news, Charles and Andrew. David Jones is going big. They're going large. They are launching the country's largest shoe department. This might sound like it's an ad. It's not. This is in the Herald today. Apparently, it's just going to be absolutely massive, an entire floor of shoes. And they reckon it's going to be so big that it's a tourist attraction.
Do you think that David Jones has gone, nobody's visited our shop since 1987. what do people buy nowadays? What are the kids buying? Shoes, right.
People have feet, don't they? Yeah, they've got feet.
So we've had a bit of a think about how David Jones can lure people from around the world to Elizabeth Street David Jones shoe department. Here's a bunch of facts about what they're going to do.
Fact that's amazing.
Fact. Shoe fashionistas have expressed disappointment at the news that the entire 3-acre floor will be dedicated solely to Crocs.
That's a fact.
Yeah, they're going to have a special area. This is really an impressive idea, where you can try your shoes in real-world environments. So for sports shoes, there's a mini tennis court, there is a racetrack, and a special footpath for poo joggers.
Probably a fact.
It will have over $200 million worth of stock and still nothing in my size.
Great big fact.
The iconic David Jones opened in 1838 when a man with a really boring name decided to call a shop after himself.
That's a fact.
The new shoe department is predicted to be very, very popular, with thousands of people a day trying on the latest and greatest shoes and then buying them from Amazon instead.
Fact.
The shoe floor will actually feature a champagne bar. This is true, which will presumably be served in chewies.
Probably a fact.
In addition to the champagne bar, there will also be a cheese bar to disguise the stench of thousands of sweaty feet.
Fact.
Yes, indeed. You'll be able to select your favourite pair of shoes from a deluxe revolving track known as a sushu train.
Oh, that's a fact.
I had a lot of jokes to say, but you were kind.
Get out.
So I tried to use my worst one. I'm sorry.
David Jones has said it will hire special footwear specialists to staff the floor, who know how to perfectly mismatch the shoe to your foot.
Probably a fact.
Andrew Hansen, take us out.
Is a fact. Highly trained guards will roam the floor to round up foot fetish perverts for whom a mega shoe department is basically a brothel.
Now, Charles and Andrew, I'm quite new to this fatherhood thing, and you guys have done it before I have. Mm. But the process of choosing a name for your baby is quite a special thing.
Mm.
You have a lot of discussions, you argue, it's kind of cute, you're imagining a little baby coming out. My wife and I did that, really enjoyed it. And it turns out that Natalie Joyce had four kids. They all turned out to be girls.
This is Barnaby.
Barnaby Joyce's ex-wife, yes. She was thinking Sebastian. If there was a boy, Sebastian was the name that they'd agreed on. Guess what happens when Barnaby Joyce has a boy, the first boy that he has had, with his staffer? He calls the kid Sebastian. It was their name that they thought up. She feels very betrayed.
Yeah. I mean, that is crazy. Imagine feeling annoyed that he stole the name Sebastian. I mean, she should be celebrating. She should be going, thank God he stole that name from me. I don't want that name anywhere within 50 miles of me. That is the most ridiculous name.
I mean, you can see why Barnaby left her. You know, like
if she likes names like Sebastian, yeah. I mean, good Lord.
Just be careful what you say, Andrew Hansen, because
why?
One of my middle names is Sebastian.
Oh, you're kidding. Really?
I'm a Sebastian. And this is the thing, I don't like it. And I want to know if other people like me don't like their name or part of their names. 133353.
Dom, you said one of your middle names.
Yeah, I've got a few names. So my name's Dominic John Sebastian. And like John is my dad. That's fine. That's just normal. And then they went John Sebastian. And you know where that came from? I'm a bit ashamed to admit it, particularly on Triple M. It came from the composer Johann Sebastian Bach. Yes, that's right.
You're named after Bark.
I'm named after bloody...
What a cool name, Dom. I bet all the boys at school were really jealous of your name.
Sebastian. So I don't know why the Joyces are fighting over this stupid name. What I want to know, though, is if there's part of your name that you don't like. 133353. Now, for all the laughter at my second middle name of Sebastian, Charles, you have a particularly special...
No, I've got a very good name. My name is Charles Henry Bergman Firth.
That is a ridiculous. You sound like some pompous lord or something.
You
what
too.
Are you? The Duke was, of Essex or something? What
I
are
can
you?
Tell you? I was teased throughout high school and primary school for that name.
Rightfully so. Well, am I the only normal person who has one middle name and it's John? It's
yeah,
just
that
me.
Is pretty. 133353. If you hate your name or part of your name, let's go to Rory. Hey, Rory.
Hey, how you going, mate?
What's the part of your name you're not into?
Well, I had a middle name and I just got rid of it. It was kind of an accident, but it was Francis. I hated it.
Oh, yeah.
Hated Francis.
Yeah, because...
Hated it.
What's wrong with it?
Oh, it was... Well, I hated it. That was a good start,
no,
but...
no, it is true.
Just to get teased, you know?
It is true. One of Julian Morrow's middle names is Francis.
That's true, and we
hate
give him a lot of shit over that. All right, so how did you get rid of it? Did you actually go and change your name?
So, no, I ordered a new birth certificate, and it came without a middle name. So I think my parents might have lied to me.
Oh,
what?
Wow. You're a fake Francis.
I know. My mum was pretty upset about it, actually. So I got the new birth certificate. She's like, what? And I was over the moon, over the moon.
I'm going to go and check if I'm really called Sebastian. That's what you've given me hope. 133353, if you don't like part of your name, any of your name, you want to hear about it. Adam from Manly. Hey, Adam.
Hey, how you going?
What's the name you're not so into?
Well, I haven't got it on official document anymore, but it's pretty long. It's Adam bin Hassan bin Sarwat bin Badr al-Dejani.
Oh, brilliant.
Wow. That's
long.
Your name?
It's more bins than Tuesday you, night in my suburb, I think.
How big was the document?
It was pretty big on the birth certificate, but I got it changed now since I came to Australia.
Just to Adam, which is very short.
Oh, it's actually, I kept Dad's name, which is Hassan, so it's Adam Hassan Dejani. It's still,
that's
still
nice.
Pretty short.
Did you get put on like no fly lists and things like that with a name like that?
No. funny you should say that, because I've been to America a few times and I'm a citizen, but every time I go there I get checked. Without fail.
Yeah.
Isn't that terrible?
He blows up two buildings and
that's Charles.
I think I'm going to end this call now.
Be ashamed of yourself. I'm disgusted by it. Thank you very much. Let's go to Alex on the line. Hello, Alex.
Hi. Yeah. So my middle name, one of my middle names is pretty bad. I got a lot of grief for it. It's Dixon.
Oh, dear. Oh,
yeah,
poor thing.
Nasty.
You can imagine.
I feel your pain because my name's Dominic, and I was at school in the 80s when the condom ads came out for AIDS. I was like, Dom a dick, condom. I was like, yeah, Dixon, that's tough.
Yeah, as soon as any of my friends find out, it's the same jokes without fail, you know, get some dicks on you and things like that. Some people pronounce it Dixon, and so they're like, Dixon, yeah, and stuff like that.
Imagine if you were Cheryl Curno, though, or I think it's Peter Dutton now, the member for Dixon.
Yeah.
That's not good. All right. All the best with that. Charles, do you want to accuse this gentleman of terrorism? Would that be? All right, we'll go to Matt here. Hey, Matt. Matt, are you there?
What? Yeah, man.
What part of your name don't you like?
My surname.
Which is?
Rimmer.
Rimmer.
Oh, dear. Man. Oh, I'm not sure you're allowed to say that on radio. Quick, turn him off.
Isn't there a red dwarf character or something? Is that what you're referring to, or is there something else?
Well, I don't know, but it's the worst case of false advertising ever.
Let's leave it there. They can't do better than that. There's a prize pack for that joke, I think. Our final segment on Radio Chaser.
Cat's Pajamas or Cat's Piss.
Dave Grohl's guitar's still going.
Still going.
Good on you, Dave. It's late 17 seconds after the system said the song was due to finish. That's outstanding. All right, speaking of taking a long time to finish things, you'll love this story. An 8-year-old girl was forced to sit at her dining table until she finished her Brussels sprouts. You know how parents sometimes do that? Yeah. Oh. Guess how long they made her wait?
Oh, I hate to think. I mean, they're Brussels sprouts. I mean, they could have been waiting, you know, months.
You've only got 2 minutes to a Kennedy Malloy. So 13 hours.
That is not true.
This is in hours. Quebec in Canada.
Oh, that girl is going to go so far. Like, if you've got the will to just sit there for 13 hours. Who prevailed in the end? Like, who won?
This is actually where the story gets very sad, because she actually got hypothermia because it's Canada. And so she had to sit there for 13 hours.
Why are you giving us this awful story of abuse?
That's horrible. I love the...
She's going to go far, all the way to the hospital.
Her determination. Like, she wasn't going to give in. The dad wasn't going to give in. I think she's a hero.
Well, I assume her parents are now in prison.
Yeah, I mean, it is terrible parenting. Like, making any ultimatum is terrible parenting. But a 13-hour ultimatum. Yeah.
Just a couple of sprouts. I mean, presumably it's for your health. Are they sitting there saying to this hypothermic girl, it's very healthy, come on.
I thought this was going to be fun to talk about. And then as I've looked further down the details, it's fine. It was all fine. He's just doing a bit of time in community service. But anyway, don't have this policy at home is my advice. But you know what the best thing is? We've only got about 40 seconds left of the show, so I'm going to leave it on quite an unpleasant note. Charles, you're not allowed to leave the studio until you finish your joke. Come on.
What joke? Oh, can I tell my joke?
Yes.
About the David Jones? Yeah.
Oh, you want to go back to
that? About the shoe department.
We didn't get to Charles's shoe joke.
Yeah. And so I'm going to tell it now. David Jones is going to have shoes from all around the world, made by the finest craftspeople from all around the world, from Chinese kids to Cambodian kids to Bangladeshi kids.
Hey!
I heard the Russell Sprouts story.
That joke was made in Charles's sweatshop. Radio Chaser, Triple M.